Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Roger?
Yes.
Hi, Roger. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details as well as pricing. How's your day going?
Good.
Very good. Very good. Happy Friday to you as well to kind of start things off here.
Same to you.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that. I know you were speaking with Jerry. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department here. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yes, yes, she did.
Wonderful, wonderful. Then she brought me on the line here so I can go over the pricing with you. But before I just start laying the numbers down in front of you, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be offering you, aside from hearing out just the pricing?
Yes, I would like to know.
Yeah.
How does it work?
All right, I'd be glad to go over that with you. So it's offered to you on a month-per-month basis. Okay, now consumers are going to find you through basically, if they don't know a name of a company to utilize, the majority of them go to their smartphone, which normally has a default search engine built into it, to Google, and they're going to type in keywords related to services that they offer, whether that would be like tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, stump grinding, tree companies near me. Services like, or keywords like that, when they're typed into the search bar, are going to get your company, RMC Tree Service, found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google search results when those are typed in. Okay, now the major benefit to us branding your company on the search engines and not putting you in a directory is they're inclined to call you directly, so you wouldn't have to pay any type of a lead fee or anything like that. It's direct client contact from the front page of Google. It's also offered to you on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Roger, we've been in business for 17 years over here, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, we do need to provide the results that you can see within the very first month. So it's offered to you monthly with no contracts. Now, aside from that, it is fully exclusive as well. We're only allowed to operate with one business per category per area, and this is the way we can ensure you as the owner of the company that you're getting all the exposure and visibility led directly to your business. We're not working with any of your competitors. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, we did qualify you for our Platinum package. It does have all the tools that's needed in order for you to see a very large return on investment utilizing our company. It does come with a website. It would incorporate Google Ads as well to get you found outside of your local area that you're in, of Bellevue. And also, it has other services that we bundled together that Google looks for in order to rank you higher on the front page of Google. Now, normally, without the discount, Roger, it does run pretty high, but with the discount, I'm able to make it very affordable. Normally, though, on our website, consumers see it at the original rate of $5.99 normally, and it does come with a one-time programming fee for the first month only of $2.99 to cover all of it. So normally, it's around $3 shy of $900 to get this thing started normally, but what I'm able to do for you today, what I'm going to be willing to do is waive the programming fee all the way down. I'm going to shave $200 off of that, get you in at a one-time fee for the first month only of $99, and I'm going to be reducing the $5.99 down to $2.99, giving you a 50% discount there. So the first initial investment, it would be $3.98 to get this thing started for the first month. Moving forward monthly after that, though, it would reduce back down to $2.99, and it would be locked in at that discounted rate. It would never go up on you from there. So now everything that you'd be receiving, that would be complete Google local optimization setup. You'd be placed under the map, found as a top recommended option, and then you're placed directly above that inside of the Google advertising section. What we would also be providing for your company would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. It's the second largest search engine that's used next to Google. And then what we're also going to be providing for your company is going to be a website. Now, the website creation, they're up and running for you within 5 business days. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it, Roger. That way you never have to worry about doing it on your own. But what we would do is also attach to the front page of Google so we can gain traction to the website. That way you start receiving more phone calls towards your company. Now, along with the website creation, we would also be placing you to help your ranking into a directory package. Now, these are, we place you on the bigger, more popular directories that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis. So you're going to be placed on like the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, etc. The list goes on. And then also, Roger, we're going to program your company to show up into the mobile devices. And this is because nowadays, I'm sure you're aware, everybody, they're always doing internet searches from their cell phones. And their location's typically always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, any Android. And we also cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're going to literally cover all of your bases. Okay, but I do have a question for you, Roger. At the discounted rate of $299, I know it would vary. I know it would vary depending on the type of job that you'd be taking on, with the size of them always varying. But how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to offset the price of the program and make it become profitable for you?
Yeah, according to the jobs and everything, at least, a month.
Yes, sir.
So I figure at least 15.
15. Okay. Well, realistic and doable, amongst others, of course. Now, the reason behind the question I asked is I pulled up the analytics in the Bellevue area. Now, I also typed it into a 30-mile radius, since that's the area that you like to target within, that Jerry puts you in for. Is that accurate, 30 miles?
Yes.
Okay, so I typed in the analytics within the Bellevue area in a 30-mile radius. The keyword that I typed in to see what people were searching mostly was tree service, and it shows me in the last 30 days that keyword has been searched in that area 1,402 times in the last 30 days. Now, I would never say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,200 phone calls towards your company. Okay, that's just not realistic whatsoever. But it is realistic to put you in front of a percentage of those searches that are being done. Now, the way that we're going to get you that 15 or more phone calls a month that you're looking for is we're going to go ahead and program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for the services. Once we program your company in those specific areas where those searches are being conducted for the services you offer, that is going to lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing those searches from those areas, of course. And then what we also, but what we found out, I mean, if we were able to bring you 1% of that, that would still lead around 12 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is by having the phone calls coming directly to you from consumers that are already out there that are looking for the services you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer giving you a phone call. So it's just very important to be in front of the consumer's eyes when they're being an option when they're doing a search for the services, of course. Now, also, Roger, we're going to offer targeted marketing. So when it comes to the 30-mile radius, do you like to cap it off at that area, or does it really just depend on the job on how far you decide to travel?
Well, it depends on the job, and if it's, if it'd be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It has to be worth the wear and tear in the vehicle and everything like that, of course. I get that. Now, what we allow you to do, though, is the calls, they come directly to you. So you can kind of cherry pick and choose the jobs that come directly to you, because you can also see the zip codes of where they're coming to, calling you from. But we also allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Reason being is the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that are making you the most bang for your buck, so to speak. But again, that's why we offer our services here to you on a monthly basis with no contracts. It does strictly make us performance-based. But in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably for more services, Roger, we do need to provide you results that you can see within the first month. But with the services that we do include, with the website and everything else, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot for at least a month or two so we can prove to you how well it will work for your company, right?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Well, Roger, I definitely can tell you, I've been doing this for 8 years. It's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, but that's why we like to offer it to you on a monthly basis, so we let you evaluate the services and you see how well it's working for you firsthand. You know, but in order to make sure that we would make, that we're representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here, I would just have to verify some information in regard to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact for the front page. Now, Roger, the number that we've been speaking on, the 352-431-5215, would that be the best number for, that you would like your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the number that we'll use for you. And then we have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. This is mandatory from Google, where it gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 11800 Southeast 71st Terrace Road. Is that a home address, storefront, or is it a business location?
It's a home address.
Okay, so if that's your home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way the people that are doing the searching know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know exactly turn-by-turn directions to your home. Okay, so that's going to be hidden. But just to verify the zip code out there, Roger, that would be 34420, right? In Bellevue?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then for the account purposes, what's your last name?
McCants. M-C-C-A-N-T-S.
M-C-C-A-N-T-S?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would be the best email address to use for you or your company?
rmccants818@gmail.com.
You said R. McKent, as in Roger McKent?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, you said R. McKent 818@gmail?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure I heard that correctly. And then also, Roger, I'm going to be sending you over an email right now. That way you have everything for your records. But also, while I do that, what are your hours of operation for the company? Like, how do you like to operate it? Is it Monday through Friday, 7 days a week? How does that work for you?
Well, like about 6 days a week.
It's about 6 days a week?
Monday to Saturday, yeah.
Okay. And is it like, is it a different time frame for the Monday through Friday compared to on Saturday's schedule, or is it the same time frames?
No, it's pretty much the same.
Okay. Okay. And what would the time frames one more time, please? I'm sorry.
Monday through Saturday.
And is it going to be like 8 to 5, 8 to 6?
I'd say like from 9 to 5.
9 to 5? Okay, we can definitely do that for you. And if anything changes, like your hours of operation or anything you want to adjust on the profile with us at any point in time, Roger, if you want to, we can get that changed immediately for you. And what I just did for you right now is I sent you over an email where it shows me that the email did send successfully. Give me 1 second here. And you said it was rmccant818@gmail.com?
It's mccants.
Oh, okay. That's why it bounced back on me. I was like, I thought I got it correctly, but I forgot the S in there. So give me a moment here. Gotcha. I got that correctly now, sir, and I'm sending the email over to you as we speak one more time. Give me one moment here. Extension 1 for client support. Okay, I just pressed the send button right now, and it shows me that it sent over successfully to rmccants818@gmail.com. It shows me that it sent over successfully. So you do have that sitting in your inbox, and I'm going to be sending you over one more email that will fall into your inbox as online marketing. And then also, Roger, the last thing that I have to ask is, did you have any other questions? In order to get a hold of you, how would you best prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer us to, like, give you a phone call, a text message, or send you an email?
Phone call.
A phone call? Okay.
I probably don't have my phone on me, or it'd be doing noise. So, email would be good to email.
Gotcha. So we'll send you an email first. That way you know who's trying to get a hold of you, and then you can go ahead and get back to us at your earliest convenience when you're out, when you're off the job or whatever it is that you're doing. Okay?
Right.
Now, so I did send you over the first email. The other email that I'm sending over to you right now is going to fall into your inbox labeled online marketing. Okay, and that's going to be from Tyler Lavenberg as well. At the very bottom of the emails, you're going to notice my phone number that's located there. And at the top of the client support email that I sent over to you, client support's number's there as well. That way, if I'm away from my desk or I'm out of the office for a personal reason, client support's always going to be able to answer the phone and, you know, answer any questions that you may have for them. All right, so I did send you that in writing. And then upon via transaction, Roger, you do get an invoice sent over to you because at the end of the day, it's a transaction towards your company, a business transaction, so you can write this off when you decide to do your taxes. Okay, but in order to secure the listing, now that I did send you over everything in writing, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your company, Roger?
It would be a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it have one or the other?
It has my name on it.
Your name? Okay. And the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
Well, so what should be taking? You be taking that out from my account today?
So yes, we start the services the day of. So basically, after the transaction is made, we set you up for what we call a client interview. That's when you actually do all of this fun stuff. You sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they would be going over the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming it to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. So,
I want to give a little time to think about this. Give me a day or two.
Well, this is something that we're actually looking to fill as of today, Roger. I'm not sure if Jerry went over that with you. This is something that is first come, first serve. So we don't really have a way of holding the listing. So, I mean, I did send you over everything in writing. So if it's something that you are interested in, I mean, is there any other questions that I can answer that would make you a little bit more comfortable?
Well, let me look over what you sent and whatever, and I'll get back with you.
Well, like I said, I don't have a way of holding the listing. Is there a way that you can pull it up now while I have you on the line? Because once we're disconnected, I'm connected to the next top-rated company in the area that's interested in the company, that's interested in trying the services out. So we do have to keep going down a qualified candidates list, Roger. That's why we were giving you the opportunity or the first right of refusal.
Yeah,
you're up
there. Right now, I refuse and change it. I want to think about this.
Okay. All right. I respect that. So you have my contact information. When it's something that you're ready to do, you can always call in and check availability, and I can see what I can do for you in regards to price.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.